All right, it's Slow Record Live for May 14th, 2019. I make fun of the news so you don't have to get your hands dirty. We lost last night at softball. Take a moment. Soak it in. It was close. No pulled muscles, though. I'll take that. We had a 10-2 lead. We ended up losing in the seventh inning on a walk-off. But learned a lot about the team. And I'm excited for next week. Who am I kidding? It sucked. I don't like to lose, especially 16 in softball. Who likes to lose 16 in softball, right? Anyway, I blame it. They were cheating. There was a bunch of cheating going on. Guys from Gaper's Block, they're cheating. All right, but we'll be back next. 0-1, not a bad start. I mean, it was close. We should have won. Anyway, here are today's headlines. So where are we on the old, good old city council story? Is Lightfoot taking away aldermanic powers or not? Is this even a good idea? Great campaign issue, I guess. But do we want our aldermen to have less powers to fix our communities? And do we want to give ultimate power to the mayor of Chicago? I get it. Her name is not Mayor Daley, but it's still the mayor of Chicago, which, of course, needs checks and balances, right? So how about we just, I don't know, kick Ed Burke out as alderman and then just call it a draw? Does that work for everybody? I think that works. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Burke, you're out. The rest of the aldermen, you can keep your prerogative for grocery stores or whatever. But if Lightfoot doesn't press to get rid of aldermanic prerogative, will this be another campaign promise that she just wasn't able to deal with? That's just not reality? You got to watch this. There were a lot of, I'm definitely going to do this on the campaign trail that have turned into, I guess it's not possible. We'll see. The Trib is reporting that police are looking into whether or not there's a serial killer strangling women in Chicago. Like, it's over 50 people. That's crazy. But this story was around since last winter, at least. We had it on the Cochrane 6 at 6. I remember we talked about it on the show. So why are they writing about it now? I guess they had to finish up their Smollett reporting and their whole investigative unit on the Smollett story. But yeah, the underlying story here is that society just doesn't care about women of color getting strangled. Could you imagine if there was just three women living in Lincoln Park, three Trixies that were strangled? This Anderson Cooper would be living in Chicago and broadcasting from here every single night. The dangers of strangling. 50 plus women. Come on, man. The Lincoln Park Towing is cleaning up its way. No, I'm sorry. They're just changing their name. Give me a break. The well-known towing company is waiting their legal fate for alleged unlawful towing practices. And instead of, I don't know, changing their ways, they're just dumping the extra money into marketing. The new name, Protective Towing. Oh, come on. The problem is with logos and business cards and ads, that stuff's expensive. So how is Protective Towing going to raise revenue for their budget? You guessed it. You. Moral of the story, don't park too close to the hydrant and Uber to see the Cubs. Or to the clubs, one of the two. In weather, what a beauty, huh? This is what I've been asking for. Nice little 60-degree day. In sports, today is weather day at Sox Park. Tom Skilling did a presentation as part of the pregame, which was very weird to see him just do a weather report before the first pitch. I don't think that was enough, though. I think this should be between every inning. Maybe even when the catcher comes out to the mound. Maybe every time the batter calls time, Skilling pops out with a quick 7-day or an explanation of the jet stream propulsion. I'd see that. That would be much better. The idea of him being on the field telling me about the weather, I don't know. I don't care as much about that. But I would love it if he like was kind of like the San Diego Chicken. So every time there was a stop in the game, he got up on the dugout, maybe threw some fake popcorn in a kid's face, told him about if it's going to rain next week. See, that would be a better use of weather day at the park. The White Sox went hit crazy last night, beat the Indians. Great game for Ronaldo Lopez again. Giolito and Lopez could be turning a corner. We shall see. By the time you listen to this, we'll know if the Sox beat up on the Indians again, although at recording time, they're losing in the fifth, 4-0. A win today, and there'll be one game back of the Indians and 500. Also, way too early for this talk, but the Sox are still in the thick of the wild card. I think they're only like 2.5 back of the Red Sox, who are streaking, but have shown weaknesses this year. Long way to go. Eloy Jimenez, supposed to head out for a minor league rehab stint starting tonight. Should be back early next week at the latest. The Cubs are in Cincinnati tonight for an NL Central showdown. Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs. What a turnaround the professor's made the last two starts, huh? Dominant. I don't think he's given up a run in like 16-plus innings. I know this because he's on my fantasy team. So if anyone from my league is listening, I will trade him right now. He looks to keep it going against a Reds team that was supposed to be good, but they're not. In NBA action tonight, here we go with the conference finals. Starts out with the Trailblazers and the Warriors. Golden State without Kevin Durant for the start of the series, which for any other team would mean the end of their run, but for the Warriors, just means the win by 12, not 30. Tomorrow, Toronto and Milwaukee in Milwaukee. It's not inconceivable at all that the Milwaukee Bucks could win a series and be in the NBA Finals. Get that, the Milwaukee Bucks. When does that happen? Is Lou Alcindor days? A little Oscar Robertson, a little Bob Dandridge? I don't know, I just looked up NBA basketball reference. Bob Dandridge was the funniest name on that list of the 1971 Milwaukee Bucks. But the real NBA action tonight, the ping pong balls. That's right. Tonight is the draft lottery. So many years we used to watch this stupid event and go, ha ha, you dumb teams that are always in here. Ha ha, Ronnie Cycli. Now, the Bulls are in this garbage ceremony every single year. While real teams play for something real. We're hoping that the odds don't matter and somehow we get a ping pong ball with a Bulls logo on it. And to make matters worse, or better, I don't know, the actual ceremony is in Chicago. The onstage participants range from Patrick Ewing to new stars like DeAndre Ayton. For the Bulls, it's going to be Horace Grant. What? Three-time champ who's rewriting history right now. Remember when he wanted out? Remember when he kind of backstabbed the Bulls and left to go play for the Orlando Magic? So to Horace Grant, I say, meh. Anyway, the Bulls have a 12% chance of landing a top spot in Zion Williamson. But again, hard to care about what the next draft pick's going to be that we're going to add to the rebuild so we could do this all again next year. And a little resentful that we're hoping for a miracle to land the overall first pick. Like, that's our hope in May. Oh, man, I really hope that a ping pong ball bounces a certain way. Now, that's not what fans are supposed to do, right? Again, why is it in Chicago? Are they taunting us? All that being said, get the number one pick. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live for May 14, 2019. I'm out. Again, not sore. We will win next week. See you tomorrow.